I found Sandra Robinson in the lobby of a UCP school in Orlando. She's the dean of education at Central Florida University. But that's not why she was there. She was dropping off her 3-year-old granddaughter, Ellie. Ellie doesn't have a disability, but Robinson says her daughter loved the school.
So she looked at several different environments for her and decided that this is exactly where she wanted her to be, so that she would have the opportunities to work with these very skilled teachers, but also in such a diverse classroom, so that from her very early years, Ellie will understand differences in people.
That mix of students is unusual among Florida charter schools. A State Impact Florida investigation found 86% of charter schools don't enroll any students with severe disabilities. But Orange County is different. Its charter schools are 6 times more likely to enroll severely disabled students than the average large Florida district. And most of that is because of UCP. CEO Eileen Wilkins says the school has a unique mission.
Kind of what we said was, you know, it could achieve a community that's very different for children with disabilities, where most of us didn't grow up with friends with disabilities, you know, who then turned into coworkers and older adults.
UCP schools once served mostly students with disabilities. Since then, it's shifted focus for a couple of reasons.
One, frankly, was funding. That funding was pretty limited. The other thing was we really wanted to start to grow the educational aspect of the program.
UCP has 280 students from infants through third grade, and it's planning to expand into other grades soon. On the last day before winter break, Wilkins showed us a classroom. She was surprised to find the students still on task.
I can't believe we've actually got them sitting down doing work.
That's just amazing.
UCP is affiliated with the Central Florida branch of United Cerebral Palsy. That connection and support helps UCP provide services other charter schools say they can't afford, such as physical therapy.
You do. Yellow circle on. Yellow circle on. Yay, you did it. Yay.
There are lots of reasons for UCP's success. Students first come to the school for therapy or its infant daycare program and stay for elementary school. Classes are usually smaller than district schools. Parents also like the focus on arts and technology. And then there's evidence that mixing students with and without disabilities improves learning outcomes for both groups. Syracuse University researcher Julie Kausten Theoharis says it's because a general teacher and special education teacher collaborate.
Because you've got these two teachers teaching together and planning together, they end up creating lessons that are far more differentiated, far more inclusive, often far more creative.
Robinson, the education school dean, agrees. She sends future teachers to learn the ropes in UCP classrooms.
Have the opportunity to work with children in these classrooms, which includes children of special needs and children who have other kinds of needs, and children who could go to any school in Orange County. So that kind of population is what we think our students will see in the future.
School CEO Wilkins admits it's more challenging to serve students with disabilities, but she says seeing the results makes it worthwhile.
You don't know all that a child can, even if they can't speak, what they really can learn and what they can understand. So they really push the kids, and it's amazing what they can do.
In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
When State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor visited the UCP Charter School in Orlando, he also stopped by the WMFE studios for a chat, and I asked him why other charter schools around the state say they can't serve severely disabled students when the UCP schools have been so successful.
It's a matter of funding for a lot of the reason. If you have a charter school and you have, you know, maybe one or two students with severe disabilities who need kind of specialized care, you then have to pay to bring in a specialist to handle just those students. And so oftentimes what you'll find is that the money that the state pays out to pay for a student's education often doesn't cover the total cost of that education. And so what the UCP schools here in Orlando have done is they started out specializing in kids with disabilities. And so they had those services already. They knew how to provide them. They've been here since the 1950s, so they have some experience with it. And gradually, they have shifted over to this inclusion model. And so the mix of students is now about 50-50, you know, between what you consider general population kids and the kids with disabilities.
So the United Cerebral Palsy Charter Schools started as a school for disabled students and then expanded to accommodate general population
students, and also some of the disabled students there have conditions other than cerebral palsy.
Right. The organization started in the 50s, and at some point after their founding, the incidence of cerebral palsy went into decline because of better medical care and things such as that. And so they've broadened the scope of the services they provide, you know, autism, kids with Down syndrome, learning disabilities, things like that. They also have tapped into this, again, they call it the inclusion model, which evidence shows that both kids with learning disabilities and the general population kids actually learn more in inclusive classrooms. And part of that is because of, you know, they have two teachers in the classroom. They have a regular general education teacher, and then they have a special education teacher. And the two teachers coordinate to kind of target the lessons to the students in ways that work best for those students. And so everybody learns more because of it.
So the reason that Orange County's numbers are so much different from the rest of the state is primarily because of these UCP schools. Are there other schools in Orange County that are doing similar things?
Yeah, there are. UCP brings a lot of firepower to this venture because they have a lot of businesses that have backed it and given to the cause. You know, there's another charter school here, the Hope Academy, that was founded by a parent whose child had disabilities. And so there's, for whatever reason, you know, the ecosystem for these charter schools is different in every county that you go to. But for whatever reason, Orange County has put a focus on these kinds of schools, and it's an exception in the state.
Are there any plans to try to expand this or possibly for other schools around the state to copy the UCP charter school model?
Yeah, they're working on that. The director, Dr. Wilkins, said that they're sharing the ideas of what they've gotten done here, teaching other groups. That, you know, they went down to Miami to talk to a UCP-run charter school in Miami and kind of said, look, this is what's working for us. Maybe you want to try some of these things. And they've also shared it with other chapters across the country. So potentially, yeah, it is something that can spread.